Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that you'll find there on the site totally free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And, of course, you can take control here, and we're going to let you do that, even if you're crazy. So let's talk to Sunfast, listening in California for your nightly dose of nuts. Hello, Sunfast.
About fasting, you couldn't be more wrong. In India, they fast regularly to raise awareness and longevity and everything else. But fasting is the old solution for everything. Check
fasting will pay my bills, apparently.
Really, it makes you... There's so many books, Fasting and Cancer, Fasting and NASA, Fasting and Immortality,
NASA.
Therapeutic Fasting. The system doesn't
fast
want
fast all
to
the
do,
way to the moon.
But the main reason I called is about my mom, which is in the office. My mom, can you take this information and give me a call if any of your listeners
I can't
can help
call
me
you,
out?
I'm sorry.
This is the opposite direction of what I'm talking about. My mom is one of the people that was signed up to be cremated, but she wasn't because it boosts jobs and the tax to the few to bury. So there was that documentary on
it. So you're saying your mother, in her will, stated that she wanted to be cremated, but somebody ignored
that? Well, it's not only in her will. She was supposed to be cremated, but she was buried. Now, this is not unusual.
That's not very nice.
It's probably routine because this is how the economy boosts jobs. And burial boosts more jobs than cremation.
Well, that wouldn't be the economy boosting jobs. That would be fraud. That would be an example of somebody lying and not doing what they said they were going to do.
Well, the whole economy revolves around job tax, so war on everything, including us and the environment.
No, the economy will exist without taxes, as a matter of fact. So you're wrong in your statement
that's the government's function is to create work.
No, it's not.
They might create work, but they'll always destroy more work than they create.
They're not creating productive value of
work. Yeah, you can take money from people and use that money to hire other people to do some jobs.
Yeah.
And you can create work that way. But the problem is, as soon as you take money out of the economy, you destroy jobs.
Well,
so it's never going to be
money. The few, you know, the shadow government, whoever you want to call it in the back, gets those trillions from the tax. Look at the first 10 yellow pages of your, jobs, jobs like weed abatement, pest, animal control, fire control, parks, rec, fish game.
So where are you going with all this?
Again, those are all jobs that are taken
out. Destroying our environment, at war, justice, health care,
So would you say that the government should be eliminated entirely?
I'm saying that it's we got to stop industry or we'll sink. There's
stop
a
industry? Is that what you said? I just want to make sure I'm hearing you correctly.
Yeah, the cosmos can't keep up with us.
You said stop the industry. So would that mean that you would prefer to no longer have a toothbrush?
Toothbrush? All of these things were taught us, conditioned us. Nobody, nature doesn't use toothbrushes. That's not the point. The point is... Something worse is happening than toothbrushing, but on the good side, we can have eaten overnight. The sun will dry the water, the oil,
Let me just focus in on this, Sunfest.
Okay?
Sunfest, I have many questions regarding your viewpoint. I just want to understand. I mean, you've been calling the show for weeks now, and I don't understand where you're coming from. You said you wanted to get rid of industry?
Well, industry, that waste tax, that job tax...
I don't know what a job tax is.
It's creating jobs. Okay,
you don't create things by taxing people. That's stealing money from folks. What industry would you like to get rid of? Do you want to get rid of all industry, all companies that provide products and services?
Hear me out, because I know about this from...
Can you answer the question?
I want to hear you out, but you need to focus, because you're all over the map.
I'm not on what you are. I haven't
said anything other than to respond to what you said.
What?
Just trying to get you to focus on one subject, and that's why Ian's asking you some questions so that you can respond.
If we try to stop industry one at a time the way the nonprofit organizations have been doing, there's a squeeze ball.
What?
You know, if we try to say you want to stop research, okay, research got worse. We tried to stop war.
No one has ever tried to
stop research.
Who is we? No one has ever tried to stop war. War has continued across the generations.
I think we lost her. Gone.
Don't worry. She'll call again.
I think the shadow government got her.
Not tonight, though.
The regular government's okay, but the shadow government is just bad.
The regular government's just fine. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. See, it's the job tax, the fasting, and the economy. We've got to get rid of industry. I get it now.
Go fast, get rid of industry, and stop research for some reason.
And we'll be fine because the sunshine will feed us all.
That's right. We got to hook her up with that Bredarian guy. Remember we interviewed that guy a long time ago who believed, allegedly, that you could get all the nutrients you need by not eating?
Yeah, just you get it right from the air.
Although, when we pushed him, he ended up admitting that he does eat hamburgers. But that's all.
Well, it was part of the diet that you didn't gain sustenance from double quarter pounders with cheese and French fries and a Diet Coke. But that was part of the diet.
Yeah, that's right. You were getting your nutrients from breathing, but he wanted to eat hamburgers.
Yeah.
It sounds like he would get along well with Sunfest. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
So 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We go to someone calling themselves Ian's mother in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Ian, what are you doing?
Who is this?
This is your mother, Ian.
Yeah, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida.
Uh-huh. Where?
Sarasota.
Oh, yeah? How are you listening to the show?
With my mind.
All right, so what do you want to share tonight?
Make me laugh, Mom.
Ian, I think you need to behave yourself. You're getting arrested too many times.
I have to agree with you. I was arrested 3 times last year, and that was a lot of time. I've never been arrested that many times in 1 year before.
See, so this year
some of those shouldn't count, though, because you really did not anticipate that you might get arrested.
Well, you know, whenever you're doing activism and the police are around, there's always that chance. So I agree with you there, Mom. You're right. I mean, it was a lot of arrests. I'm facing 5 charges now, 5 misdemeanor counts. So, you know, I may end up going to the pokey. You know what? My mom wouldn't laugh at me like that. Thanks for the call. 800-259.
Your mom has a really deep voice.
Yeah, right.
1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything that you want as we continue here. And, Mark, I know that you had something you wanted to tell us about here tonight, as I understand it. A border guard has been fired because he spoke out on an issue that he had an opinion on.
He didn't even speak out that much. I think it was casual conversation is how this went. This is from Raw Story at rawstory.com. A former border guard who says he was fired for suggesting to a coworker that marijuana should be legalized has filed a lawsuit against the U.S. Border Patrol. In documents filed in a federal court in West Texas last week, Brian Gonzalez alleged that he lost his job in 2009 after telling a colleague on the Mexican border that he believed legalizing marijuana would reduce drug war violence.
He is right.
Right. Well, it doesn't really matter whether he's right or not. Gonzalez was issued a termination letter stating that he was fired because he held personal views that were contrary to the core characteristics of Border Patrol agents.
Wow, that's
which
amazing.
Which are patriotism, dedication, and esprit de corps, according to the lawsuit.
Esprit?
Esprit de corps.
How do you spell esprit? That's a word I've never heard before.
E-S-P-I-R-I-T. Esprit. Esprit.
Okay.
Esfranche.
I gotcha.
It means spirit of the corps, spirit of the group.
Gotcha. But
border guards firing has drawn the attention of law enforcement against prohibition, an organization of current and former law enforcement agents who are fighting to end the war on drugs. Whether you think we should legalize drugs or not, you have to support the right of brave law enforcers like Brian Gonzalez to exercise the First Amendment and share their views on policies that impact them on a daily basis.
We'll come back with more. 800-259-9231. E-S-P-I-R-I-T?
Spirit.
Yeah, it's not in the dictionary. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
With so much economic confusion, who can you trust for straight talk? For years, author and investor Peter Schiff has been in the front of the pack, pointing out the insanity while offering real investment solutions. Now, all of Peter's videos, articles, and TV appearances are compiled into a free email, the EP Weekly Digest, which contains the fresh insights by Peter and other EuroPac voices, like the hard-charging Mike Pinto. To subscribe, please go to epweeklydigest.com, epweeklydigest.com.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello folks, this is Steve Shank. This week we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods, we've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than $1 a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website. We've got a webcam. You can watch. You can listen. You can get interactive. The cam is there for you. and the chat room built into the same page. So that's how you can interact with other listeners at the same time as you watch the show. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com to do that, and it's brought to you by Memory Dealers.
Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, and up to 99% off list price. They also offer great prices and services on used networking equipment such as Cisco routers and switches. In stock, ready to ship. The overnight delivery, it's memorydealers.com.
So we're talking about a news story that is particularly outrageous. The government people have now decided that you can't even have opinions that are differing from the government if you're working for them. It used to be that you could work for the government, as long as you did your job, you could hold whatever opinion about it as you wanted. But in the case of this Border Patrol agent who spoke out, I guess, amongst his coworkers, was it?
You're making his stand seem so much larger than it was. He happened to be out, you know, what appears to be on patrol at the Mexican border in West Texas with a coworker, and it sounds like it could have just been an offhand comment to the to the effect that, hey, you know, if they legalized marijuana, it would diminish the violence inherent in the drug war, and. The co-worker apparently didn't like his opinion, and maybe they had a couple of words back and forth on it or whatever, but, you know, the co-worker decided to employ the force of government to back up his word, and the government came after him, basically fired him. Yeah, saying that he was not patriotic, dedicated, and didn't have esprit de corps.
That is so just atypical for a government bureaucrat to be fired. I mean, normally, we've seen news stories where these enforcer-type people in the government's executive branch have committed murder and rape, and they've, you know, arson. They have just...
Things they should be going to jail for a very long time,
right.
in the normal...
And they aren't fired for those things in a lot of cases.
Well, if they're found guilty of them, they are, but often because they have a different form of justice for people who work for the government, specifically law enforcement officers, than they do for the rest of us. These things, it's just harder to convict them.
It's very rare.
The system works for them instead of against them.
You're right. It's very rare they're found guilty. But also, even in the meantime, even if they are going to trial, in the meantime, they're still allowed to keep their jobs, and they're on like paid suspension or whatever, typically in those situations. We're going to suspend you and give you a vacation for, you know, indefinitely while we investigate you, etc. This guy was fired right out the gate for making a political statement. It's just incredible.
In an exclusive interview, Gonzalez told the Raw story that he was questioned by Customs and Border Patrol's Office of Internal Affairs.
A confrontation, must be a drug dealer if he believes in what?
A confrontation that felt to him more like an interrogation.
Wow.
I was asked if I wanted to overthrow the American government, he said. I was asked if I was a socialist.
Yes, I am personally going to overthrow the American government.
Are you a socialist? Wow.
If he was a socialist, he'd be in good company.
What's the big deal about being a socialist? Like half the population is socialist.
They don't. You see, the thing about the term socialist is you're not allowed to use it to describe yourself if you are, in fact, a socialist.
It's getting less taboo.
Let's talk to Dave.
People
listening.
Are calling themselves communists pretty widespread these days.
Dave is with us listening in Indy to WXNT. Hello, Dave. You're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, you godless heathens.
Well, actually, we're all Quakers on this show, at least on the Tonight Show. Not every night, every co-host is a Quaker.
You're growing hemp, aren't you? That's why. That hemp out there. Hey, if this guy had been a New York City school teacher, he still had his job. He probably got promoted. If you get a job in a jewelry store, and I know the government's screwed up and they're good at basically, you know, breaking things and killing people.
Yeah.
But the military is not the only legitimate excuse for federal revenue. But anyway.
No, it's not either.
If this guy walked into a jewelry store and said, I want a job working here, but, you know, I got this problem with kleptomania, he's probably not going to get hired. I mean, this guy probably should have been reassigned. I don't know about fired.
Why? You know, he just has an opinion about drug policy, and he's right.
Well, it's a pretty sensitive area. And that's the second thing, and I'm going to straighten you guys out right now.
Excellent.
Okay?
I love that.
Okay. You like the weed, right? You think, everybody ought to be free to smoke the weed.
I think people ought to be free to put whatever chemicals they want in their body. It's your body.
Okay,
you do what you want with it.
But we could talk about that specifically.
Here's what I'm saying. If you sit down next to somebody in a public place, and I mean public, in a restaurant somewhere where if the property owner decides he doesn't want that activity, he can boot him out, or he can allow it.
Mm-hmm, sure.
I'm not a big anti-smoking Nazi. If I sat down next to you and I had a beer, it wouldn't affect you. If I sat down next to you and I lit up a cigarette, it might annoy you, but it's not going to have any adverse effect. The problem, and I'm just as much a libertarian as you guys.
Doesn't sound
you
about
can't
it.
Light up a joint. You can't light up a joint next to somebody and it not have some effect.
Don't come in my damn restaurant where I allow you to smoke joints.
Well,
yeah,
right. It's like going into a hookah restaurant.
But what I'm saying is, walk around outside, and you get around people in a setting.
Uh huh.
Okay, and it's maybe the owner hasn't posted it either way. You can't as long as you don't exhale. You're not going to be a problem.
You are so ludicrous. Have you ever actually been around people who have smoked cannabis before?
I was to one party. Me being a good conservative, I don't go to such places.
I thought you were as libertarian as us, and now you're a conservative.
Well, it's the same thing. It's just we conservatives know why we do what we do.
It's not the same
thing. You guys
take
down the wilderness.
This is the problem with the term libertarian, is people like Glenn Beck and Neil
Bortz.
People
want to be called libertarian.
And by the way, Glenn Beck and Neil Bortz are both on WXNT and Indy. These are people who like the term libertarian because it makes them sound different, and of course they're really just conservatives masquerading.
It makes them sound like they're live and let live type people.
See, the other difference is we conservatives like to drop terrorists. I don't know, you guys.
You know what? We can go and talk about that here in a moment if you want. I really want
to
focus on this idea.
First off,
hold on. You said you went to a party. You said you went to a party one time and there was marijuana around.
Yeah, and I left.
Did you get a contact buzz off of that? Is that what you're alleging?
Well, actually, I'm a limousine driver too, and I had people in the limo, and wouldn't you believe it? They broke out a joint.
I bet they do.
I got a contact buzz off of that.
You said you did get a buzz off of that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
you can tell if you're getting a little loopy.
Well,
maybe you guys
I suppose
can,
if you are in a closed in, if you are in an enclosed place like a limousine, then yes, it's possible. I suppose you could catch a buzz.
And remember, it's your limousine. You get to decide whether or not somebody lights a joint up in there.
In a perfect world, we're all going to have big signs on the outside of a private property saying what we do allow, what we like.
You don't have to have a sign. You could just tell somebody.
Right. Well, they have no business.
By default, most smokers of, say, tobacco, which is not illegal right now, do not presume that they can smoke in your car. They ask you, do you mind if I light up? Right?
Right.
So Why do you think pot is so different?
Right. So if pot wasn't illegal, then they likely would have asked you if it was okay to light up, and then you would have been able to give your opinion.
Well, hang on.
Not just opinion, your rule.
Yeah. He mentioned the terrorist thing. Let's talk about that too. Dave, if you don't mind hanging with us, we will bring you back for more of this discussion. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs, normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalheater.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalheater.com.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all-natural, all-organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features on the site totally free. So head over there and do that. And by the way, the features on the site include our mobile site. You get a smartphone, you can go to m.freetalklive.com, get quick access to our streams and the podcast. That's m.freetalklive.com.
Intern for Liberty. Make a difference, get experience, and get paid. The Institute for Humane Studies is seeking undergraduates, graduates, and recent graduates for its summer internship programs. They have internships in all kinds of journalism and public policy. As a matter of fact, it's the Charles G. Koch Summer Fellowship Program, and it's people get placed in think tanks in Washington, D.C., around the United States. Some of them have gone on to work for the Cato Institute and many other think tanks. Visit libertarianinternships.com for more information. Sign up to receive updates and reminders. There's a generous stipend, housing assistance, career workshops, training throughout the summer. It's a great opportunity. Libertarianinternships.com.
All right. I think Dave is still with us. Dave, listening in Indy to WICNT. Are you there? Oh, that's funny, Dave. Oh. Very funny.
You know, do I get a stipend for hanging on so long?
did you want to hang on so long? Because clearly you decided to.
Dave, you are forced to do a lot of things.
Hold on,
you
Dave.
You were forced by your customers to smell marijuana smoke in your limousine. You're forced by us to listen to commercials and things that make this business run,
right?
Just like your business runs. But you're such a brave conservative, you'll drop a terrorist in a second, won't you?
Well, yeah, if they're pointing a gun, I mean, yeah.
So now,
is that how you know what a terrorist is?
The last time you got through to Rush Limbaugh.
Drugs, or do you want to talk about jihadists? Because
the last time you got through to Rush Limbaugh, how many times have you been held over to the next segment?
I've been lucky enough to get through to Rush Limbaugh. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's because
he doesn't want to hear what you think, dude. He doesn't care about you.
You know, I'm like 100% right, where he's like 99% right. You guys could learn a lot from me.
What's the 1%? I'm curious. What's the 1% you disagree with Rush Limbaugh?
Apparently, I can learn how to not have enough.
Come on, Mark. I want to get an answer to this question. I'm sorry. What did you say?
He is not on board with the fair tax just yet. We're about to talk him into it, though.
Yeah. Fair tax. Like, there's an oxymoron for you. Fair tax.
Mike Pence is not going to run for president, which, you know, kind of sucks. I like Mike. Herman Cain has got an outside shot.
Let's go back. I don't care about politics, dude. Let's go back to the idea.
Don't worry. They're all going to treat you like crap once they get in there.
Let's go back to the idea about dropping a terrorist. What does that mean?
That means it's kind of a rough way of saying reducing your adversary to room temperature so that they do not harm anybody else.
Now,
I'm talking about jihadists. The connotation is that, yes, they're Muslim. And they also believe in something called the Verse of the Sword. Now, the Verse of the Sword says, in the sacred months, blah, 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 slay the unbelievers wherever you find them. It's in their book.
Well, also, Jesus said he came not to bring peace, but to bring a sword. That's in the Bible, too. I mean, there's a bunch of stuff in those books.
Probably not against innocent people. I'm just taking a wild guess. This is a wild guess.
All I'm saying is, your book says a lot.
All you have to do is go back a little bit in that book, and you'll find the Old Testament where Moses told the Israelites to go in and slay everyone in the city except for the virgins. They could keep them for themselves. What do you suppose they did with them?
Well, they called out the Hittites and the Midites and the whateverites.
They raped them. They raped those young girls. God told the Israelites to rape the young girls, apparently.
You have a copy in front of you. That's very interesting.
I don't have a copy
in front
of me, no.
No, but you've read it like nine times.
He has it almost memorized.
Yeah, you probably rolled with it, didn't you?
What's that?
You probably needed rolling papers, and you just ran out.
I've done that. I've totally done that. That was the first time I ever smoked pot. I smoked Bible papers.
If you're in a hotel and there's no paper around, there's always the Bible.
I was right about you guys from the get-go. I bet there's not a one of you in there that has your hair cut right over the top of your ears.
I have never made rolling papers
all
out
of the
Bible.
Ears over our
Can we stop interrupting one another here, please, Mark? Thank you.
I've never made rolling papers out of a Bible, but I did draw a comic about someone making rolling papers out of the Constitution.
There you go. Probably a Ron Paul supporter.
Yep, I was a Ron Paul supporter.
I actually like Ron Paul. What's his son, Grant? Yeah.
Maybe you should listen to Ron Paul a little bit closer, because he doesn't sound anything like Rush Limbaugh.
He's really against the foreign policy.
Oh, you mean like leaving people alone?
Like creating terrorists.
You mean like the founding fathers wanted with a non-interventionist foreign policy? Is that your problem with Ron Paul?
Not having a standing army between wars?
When they had to go send people out to fight the Barbary pirates.
Nobody had to. You did not have to do that.
They had to. They were pretty much destroying the American shipping.
Thomas Jefferson admitted that was a violation of the Constitution at the time when he was the third president of the United States. The sending out of the
Mississippi. Were they in territorial waters, or were they in what was considered international waters?
What difference does it make? Does the United States government have jurisdiction in international waters?
Well, no. Well, technically, nobody does.
Well, technically, no. As far as I'm concerned,
if you have a ship that has your flag on it,
you don't have a ship. Hey, you've got a limousine. You don't have any ships. The fact is, the United States.
Calm down, son. You need to smoke better weed.
I don't smoke weed. I'm not the weed smoker in the group. What I'm telling you is, the United States government doesn't have any more business protecting shipping than it does protecting tourists. I mean, do we send a soldier for every person that decides they want to go to Palestine and buy postcards? What kind of sense does that make?
Well, of course not.
Offended by that, aren't you?
See, I'm doing the interrupting here, right, Ian?
No, you were interrupting Dale earlier, that's all.
I'm a guest. What's up?
You're not a guest, you're a caller. we can get rid of you whenever
I'm
we want.
A contributor and a damn good one.
Thanks, Dave, for the call. You can contribute another night. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
We all used to be conservatives. We all used to be the same. It's the same as Dave. You know, all over the place.
Yep.
No principles to your beliefs.
Rush is right, though. Yep. Rush is right.
99%. Only 99%, though.
1-800-259-9231. Well, if
fair
Rush
tax.
Agrees, yeah. If Rush agreed on the fair tax, then he'd be more like Neil Bortz, and then, you know, that would be a little too libertarian, right? Fair tax, right. By the way, we actually had the fair tax people on the program. One of the guys, the spokesman for the fair tax.
Yeah, when did Rush Limbaugh do that?
We had them on for an hour and a half. It was a really long interview. And addressed a lot of the issues with the fair tax in, I think, a very complete manner. It's, maybe you could argue that it is a step better than the income tax.
So. Oh, I'm willing to go for the fair tax if they rescind the 16th Amendment.
That's not bloody likely.
But that's, you want my support for the fair tax. Let's include in the proposal the 16th Amendment must be rescinded.
They're not doing that.
Then you're going to have my support. But
they're not doing that. They're just, some of the supporters are hoping that the 16th Amendment would be repealed in
right.
that instance.
No, the government, if you pass the fair tax, all you're going to have is the United States government with a sales tax, too.
Yep.
Bigger, more intrusive government, and the added bonus, every American's a welfare queen.
A very hidden kind of sales tax, too, because it was, the way it sounds like it'd be done is you wouldn't really see it. You would just think it's part of the cost of what you're buying, and it would be
it
would be hidden the way a lot of taxes are hidden. There's a lot of taxes and regulations and policies and other things that cost us a lot of money. They're just hidden in the cost of the things we buy.
Let's talk to Sid in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sid. Sid, what's on
your
mind?
Good evening, guys.
Howdy.
Hey, you all are at number 17. I think you're headed for a record.
Number 17 of what? What does that mean?
Mutant callers in a row.
That's all we get, man.
Are you trying to help us?
Help us get the record?
Make that 18.
Okay.
Guys, let me tell you, you make my Friday nights so good because I can't stomach the television. So I turn on the radio, Streamlink, and tune you guys in, and sure enough, man, the mutant calls start, and it's great. You've got a wide, diverse group of listeners, all of whom are mutants.
Well, I don't know if all of them are, but certainly it's our callers. See, there's a difference between the listeners and the callers. Listeners, for the most part, listeners don't ever call talk radio. So, you know, 99...
That's why they're called listeners.
Yeah, exactly. But, that's right. but you can't necessarily say they're mutants because you've never talked to them. So, thanks, Sid, for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Spark imaginations and free minds with an enjoyable graphic novel or webcomic from BigHeadPress.com. This holiday season provides a great opportunity to share a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. Inspirational and beautifully illustrated publications from BigHeadPress.com are great tools for sharing the freedom message with thoughtful stories that are extremely entertaining and a pleasure to read. You'll be awed by the illustrations while you cheer for the heroes and boo the villains. Check out BigHeadPress.com and sample their work online before you buy. BigHeadPress.com.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked. Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, the next generation of alternative smoking.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight is Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Hey, Mark, what is SACL CAI?
SACL CAI is a company that handles collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. Stop one on the right-hand side of the page.
Let's continue taking your calls about what you want. Gibby is on the line in Ohio. Hello, Gibby.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. I want to get into tonight about running for Congress and all the things associated with it. I'm from Southwest Ohio and second district. Republicans are dominant in this area, but I wanted to discuss a candidate running for Congress.
Is that you?
I would be one of the candidates. Yes.
Okay. What is your platform?
I don't have a platform.
Uh-oh, that's bad. Do you have any issues? Usually you have, when you're running for a political office, you have two or three main issues that you want to focus your campaign on. Do you have those?
Right. The Federal Reserve is obviously something I'm going to concentrate on.
Okay. What do you want to concentrate on doing to it?
Abolishing it, number one.
That's pretty good. You got my vote. What do you think about foreign wars?
Foreign wars, Only if it serves a greater cause, which I don't see any foreign wars do that. But and then also the 16th taxes on the 16th Amendment, we can do away with it. There are a whole host of
So basically, you're probably not going to succeed in this election attempt. Then,
it seems unlikely.
Yeah, I mean, if you're running on liberty-minded viewpoints, then you're probably not going to. It's probably not going to work out for you. What was your plan to run as a Republican, Libertarian, Democrat? I mean, what was your plan there?
Be an independent.
Yeah. What are the ballot access provisions like for independents in Ohio?
Well, as far as I know, you have to have 2,500 signatures on a petition. And,
is that from the one district that you're going to be running for?
Yeah.
Well, make sure
you get doable.
Yeah, make sure you get double that amount of signatures if you want to get on the ballot, because many people will sign a petition whether or not they're going to vote for you is something entirely different. I think everybody deserves to be on the ballot, so I'll sign any of those things.
I'm shooting for probably about 10,000-15,000 signatures just to be safe.
That's pretty safe.
Yeah, double should probably do it. But you'll definitely get some signatures that won't get validated.
So once you get on the ballot, let's presume you jump past that hoop. Now you get those signatures. Does that mean there's no financial requirement as well? Meaning you don't have to pay a fee of some sort to get on?
Well, independence, the biggest difference between an independent and anybody else, and that includes Murkowski and Lieberman and Sanders. But the difference between them and a true independent is they don't caucus with either party. They're on their own completely. And another big thing is that they don't have to have money. They don't have to collect money for the campaign. I mean, besides their own and the filing fee and things like that. That's the big thing right there.
What's the big thing? I'm sorry. Is there no filing fee?
There's a filing fee, but I mean that's the only thing. On the money part.
What do they charge you for that?
As far as I know, it's $85.
Have you ever run before for any position?
No, I've never run for anything. I
wish you the best of luck out there. I mean, it's always nice to hear people thinking they can change things. I understand that's how I used to think. I used to think that working within the system was going to really do something, and then I discovered that people don't care about independent candidates, and the press, the news media certainly doesn't care about them. They very rarely will bother to report on them, and eventually I gave up on politics in Florida, and I moved to New Hampshire, where actually it turns out the politics is actually possible. Here you can typically get on the ballot for what does it take to get as a representative? I don't know that, but I know in a city council.
I personally know a good number of representatives in the New Hampshire State House.
Yeah, so. And they got in with relatively low campaign budgets, and the requirements to get on the ballot are much easier here. But I do wish you the best of luck, and let us know how it goes, all right? Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Another thing about running for political campaigns is you've got to be, a real people person. You've got to be able to get out and, get your word out, press the flesh, kiss babies, that kind of thing, and speak. And I have to say that he wasn't the most compelling of speakers. He seemed a little lost. He seemed a little uncertain of himself.
Yeah.
And that's not... Maybe the
limousine guy who was before him, I think, was a very compelling speaker. He might have been, good for that kind of... doing the politician bullcrap.
Right, maybe Gibby will be better on stage. Maybe he's different on the phone on a talk radio show, so I don't know. I can't speak to that. But just, my first impressions are, this guy isn't, the most compelling.
Well, I mean, running as an independent, it's extraordinarily unlikely that he's going to win anyway, so it's just really practice getting involved and feeling like you're doing something, that kind of thing. I mean, all the best to him, but... there's a two-party system for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
They do their very best to keep people out. Getting on the ballot, that's the first little bitty hurdle.
One of the problems with being an independent in the political system is that it doesn't mean anything, right? I mean, okay, Democrats, Republicans, we can also say that doesn't mean much either because they waffle on the issues based on whatever their party decides down the line. But at least with those political parties, you can at least have some kind of concept for who you're dealing with. Like, when somebody appears on the ballot as the Socialist Workers Party, you pretty much know you're dealing with a socialist in that case. When somebody appears on the ballot as a Green Party candidate, you get some idea of what the person is about. And as an independent, you don't even have that. I mean, unfortunately, the reality of politics is, and you pointed this out before, Mark, is that some people just walk in, they don't know what the heck they're doing. They look at the names on the ballot and they decide based on that.
Or they'll decide based on party. And that's a large amount of people decide based on party.
Right.
There's a D or an R next to the name.
Certainly some people will vote for you simply because you're an independent, but most people are going to say, well, the independents can't win, so I'm going to vote for the Democrat and the Republican. Yeah. I'm not saying that that's a smart way of thinking.
It's wasted vote syndrome, as it's called.
Yeah, and it doesn't make sense from a mathematical standpoint.
It's the same with
libertarians.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, the libertarians have had that cross to bear for a long time, and they haven't gotten anywhere. But a libertarian candidate may or may not do better than an independent candidate. It just all depends on the kind of news coverage that the candidates get. And as I pointed out before, it's very rare that third-party candidates, regardless of whether there's a party or an independent, will get those... We'll get that kind of news coverage, or as even close to as much coverage as the Republican and Democrat.
I love that. It makes me think back to the Simpsons episode when two like evil aliens were exposed as both the Democrat and the Republican presidential candidates, and they were like out to take over the world and enslave humanity. And he's like, you have to vote for one of us. And then the libertarian comes out, and he's like a normal human. He said, well, you can vote for me. And, the evil alien says, ha ha, yeah, go ahead, throw your vote away.
Let's talk to Mike in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, Ian and Mark?
And Dale's here, too. What's on your mind tonight, Mike?
Hey, I just did some jury duty about a month ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was kind of crazy, man. The guy had 10 pink pills.
He 10 what? I'm sorry, you fade out a little bit there. He 10 what?
10 pink pills.
Kind of 10 pink pills?
Yeah, gotcha. I don't know the exact what they're going to give him. Maybe it's kind of like 1 to 10 years, maybe, for having 10 vices.
So he had pills that he didn't have a prescription for, is the idea.
Right, and that was the whole thing, man. And he could have got a prescription and this and that, and they brought in all kinds of witnesses. The whole thing was just kind of ridiculous.
And you made it on, we have to shorten this because we're short on time, but you made it on to the jury?
Yeah, I made it on, and it was 6-6. They were going to, it was a hung jury, and then I kind of convinced four more to go, convince him not guilty, but they couldn't do it. It's a hung jury, so I kind of set up for freedom, so.
So you did use jury nullification, then. You voted not guilty because you believed that that law shouldn't be there, right?
Right, exactly. And the judge kept saying, you have to obey the law. The law is what I say and nothing else. And he read the law. It was 20 minutes. You couldn't understand it. It was ridiculous.
Oh, gosh.
I'm telling the jury, I said, you can't put this. You can't put this guy in jail for that. And they're like, well, the judge says we got to follow the law strictly. And I was like, that's ridiculous.
Right. That's always the dumbest thing. If they wanted the law followed strictly, why do they get a bunch of lay people in there? I mean, the jury is supposed to judge the law itself.
I'm glad you were there, Mike. And even though it was a hung jury, not the best of circumstances, obviously you want all 12 to vote in favor of not guilty. But, it's still
good
a hung
job.
Jury. Still screws the system a little bit. Thank you for the call. It might have saved him. You never know. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Yeah, thanks, dude. All right.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They will walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.